Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, I am sorry for the delay and a little bit of a hiccup. We are learning this on my end a little bit more, so I'm just kind of playing it by ear on how to do this. So I'm actually trying to get this so we can stream it live on Facebook. So, but anyways, so hi all, I'm Tiffany, and I am one of the founders and directors of Redneck and Eyes. I do want to say thank you all for coming and hanging out with us this evening. We're going to be actually talking about and all that fun stuff with other female drivers of the road. So whether you are a driver, a wife of a driver, a mother of a driver, a sister, daughter, whatever the case may be, give us a call. The number is 515-602-9731. We're just here to talk and kind of hang out for the next couple hours, talking about anything Redneck and Eyes. And not just Redneck and Eyes, because us at Redneck and Eyes, we're just about into a little bit of everything, whether it be us just wanting to be with our family and friends on all the holidays, or wanting to just hang out and do nothing. So, okay, this is new to me, so I'm kind of doing this a little bit different. So, okay, hello, Facebook. We are now live on Facebook, so please bear with me, people, because I am trying to do this on both sides, whether it be with our radio station or just with our Facebook. So, there, now it goes live. I gotta love technology. I'm not the best one when it comes to technology and stuff like that. So y'all just gotta bear with me. So if you are listening out there, or you're watching us live on Facebook, give me a shout out. Say hi. I'll try to answer any questions or anything that y'all might have. So I'm, going to be double dipping here, because Ed, when he does our normal Sunday night talk shows, he's got the whole setup. As you see, I don't have the whole setup. I have cats. That's Ghost. So she's the friendly. Don't need to be looking at her butt. But anyways, she's one of the ones that kind of likes to hang out with us all the time and be around when we're doing anything at the desk. But I'm going to try watching it. I'm looking at the video of myself. So, okay. So back to it. Again, my name is Tiffany, and I am with Redneck and Eyes. And we started this radio station, or I kind of wanted to do something more for the women of trucks, drivers, just to be able to have a chance to vent and not have to worry about, getting second-guessed on things. Sometimes when you're a woman driver and you ask questions of other people, I don't want to say questions of other people. When you ask questions, or you ask a guy in the same field, okay? Now, a lot of the guys, they're really nice about it, and they'll answer any question that you may have and be real nice about it and say, yeah, honey, we can help you do that. And then there's other ones that say, well, you shouldn't be out here in the first place, because if you don't know how to do that, then you don't need to be out here doing it. Well, we of all women have all heard that in some aspect of our lives, whether it be, working at a restaurant, or working at a gas station or parts store. I've been around trucking all my life, and that's been the only thing I've ever really known. My dad's a driver. My husband's a driver, Greg, the mouthy one, or the old school driver that everybody likes to listen to on the Sunday night talks. So with that being said, I've always been around it. So I've heard all kinds of stuff. I'd go to get parts and they'd look at me like I was crazy. It's like, this is what I want. I know what I want. So don't try to second guess me when I say it. So with that being said, I want to make sure that you guys know we're not here to judge you in any way. Us women need to stick together and kind of, help each other out. That's what we here at Redneck and I like to do. We want to be the ones that can say, hey, we have a question and we want to be able to help you. We started out helping drivers and that's what we want to keep doing. Hi, John. I just seen you posted. So how you doing and how is, you know, the new truck? I seen you had a little problem with the, I believe it was your exhaust system. So gotta love owning trucks. So with that being said, John is, him and his wife, Valerie, have been great supporters of Redneck and I's for many years. And their daughter, Cortland, is just the cutest. They are just adopting a new one, and I cannot remember her name. So forgive me, John. I have a bad time with names sometimes. But anyways, they were one of the great ones to come to see us down at the truck show at Matt's. You know, if you guys did stop by down there, I don't really want to dwell on Matt's because us at Redneck and I's, we actually have decided that we are totally over Matt's. We have decided that, you know, we just need to be on our own and do our own thing and not be riding, you know, with that because they don't want us to do what we normally have always done. We were the ones out there with the big tent and feeding everybody. So that's okay because we took it with a grain of salt. We did what we needed to do. We have come up with some other avenues of things that we are pursuing and that we're working on. So just bear with us with that because there will be way more details to come. So I got a dog here prancing. I guess he's trying to tell me something, so he's just going to have to wait. So with that being said, you know, so we want to be on our own. We want to do our own thing. We don't want to have to worry about somebody telling us we can and can't do something. So that is one of the things that we here at Redneck and I are encouraging others to do. Don't let somebody tell you that you can't do something. When you know that you can do it, just step out of your comfort zone and do it. We're stepping out of ours. We're in the process right now. I'm going to tell you guys here on Wednesday night. You know, like I said, this is our women of Redneck and I's, and I'm waiting on my other girls to chime in here. So, but we are wanting to start our own truck show. Now, it's a big thing for us to be taking part in and taking and doing. So it's going to take us a little bit of time putting it together. But I guarantee you it's going to be good, you know, because we want to do it. It's going to be for the drivers. It's going to be for all of you. It's not about the corporate or the big money or anything like that. That's not what we want. We've never worried about that. We've always wanted to be the ones to be out there and say, hey, do you guys need something, need help with something? Are you hungry? Come to our tent because you all know we feed you and we feed you good. But we've decided that we're going to take on this new venture and we're going to start our own truck show. The truck show that we're planning on doing is going to be in Canfield, Ohio. I got the window open. The cat wants to be up there. In Canfield, Ohio in July of 2024. I know that seems like a long way off. And I know it's like, why are you telling us about it now? We want you guys to be psyched about it. To give us your feedback, what do you think if we do this, would you be willing to come to our truck show? Would you want to come to our truck show? What would you like as a driver? What do you want to see at a truck show that is for drivers? Now, we're going to make sure this driver is going to be kid-friendly, or this truck show is going to be kid-friendly. We're going to have a section just for kids to do kid stuff. Bounce houses, you know, big old slides, petting zoo, may even see about getting pony rides too. So, I mean, it's something we want to have. It's in July. So most of you guys are out with your family or you're traveling or, you know, that's when your kids get to go with you in the truck for a week or two. Stop by, have a little bit of fun, just unwind with your kids and have fun and not be behind the steering wheel all the time. So those are kind of the things that we want to do for our truck show. But like I said, it's going to be in Canfield, Ohio. And it will be in July of 2024. We thought maybe we can get it pulled off by July of 2023, but me being realistic I don't see it happening. I don't see us getting it pulled together by then. I do know for a fact we can have it pulled together by 2024 because I have faith in myself. And I have faith in all the other ones in my group too, because we know we can do this. When we put our mind to something, we can get it done. John, great. I'm glad you got your stickers on. I bet they look good. You have to send us a picture of those too. Now, the stickers that John's talking about, the decals, we sell those and we have them. They're in 8x8s or in their or 8x8s, and they're a set of two for, I think it was $10. No, $12. Sorry. I'm trying to remember my pricing and I don't have a list in front of me. And our 11x11s are 15. And they're really nice, nice vinyl. So if you guys need any, just look us up on our website at redneckandeyes.com. Now, I'm going to take a little bit of time here, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about some of our sponsors. Now, we have had DPF Regeneration at webakem.com be sponsors of ours since 2015. And Miss Hattie, she is an awesome lady. She can take your DPF filters and your particulate filters, all that stuff, and get them fixed up back into great shape and right back to you, you know, in a very quick turnaround. So give her a call at 800-634-3010, and that is DPF Regeneration. So now let's see. I don't have a whole lot to talk about because I can sit here and talk to my, you know, self for hours, but that's not much fun, is it? And I know, you know, I don't have all the fancy music to play and all that other stuff because I'm not real sure how to do that. So, like I said, I am not the best one when it comes to, you know, technology. I try, but I can't say that I'm the best. So I don't even have, this is how bad it is. I don't even have music downloaded on my computer. That's because I don't want to listen to it there. I have a radio for a reason. So give us a call. Tell us what you want to talk about. You guys, you know, anybody can call. I know it says Women of Redneck and Eyes, and I know that's what we were talking about, that we were going to deal with and talk with and stuff like that. But, hey, we're here to talk to anybody about anything at any time. So, you know, feel free to call. If you have something to talk about, you know, we just want to get everybody on and start interacting with everybody a little bit more once in a while. I know we do, you know, the Sunday night calls, and they're at 7 Eastern. So that's usually, like I said, that's usually the guys that call in, and Ed takes care of that one. He's a lot better at this than me. I'll give him props for that because I am not very good. I'm still learning. So I'm hoping you guys can hear on both ends on, you know, Facebook and on the radio. But like I said, as of right now, I don't have anybody calling me, but it's all good. I'm not complaining because I know it's, you know, can be a little bit touchy and stuff like that when it comes to this, because again, I'm not the best at it, so I am still trying to figure out a lot of things on it. So, but I'm trying to work this and figure it out. So like I said, just bear with me and hopefully I can get this all figured out. So, but yeah, give us a call again, 515-602-9731. I'm just waiting for you guys to call. So, let's see. What is there we can talk about? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about myself. All right, only because I don't have a script to go by. I am literally winging everything I have to talk about, only for the fact, why do I need to actually, you know, have a script? I'm not going to read the daily news to you guys and tell you what's going on in the world. You guys are out there. You know what's going on with fuel prices and, you know, hazards on the road and everything else. You guys know this. I don't need to dwell on it and tell you this. You know, we do have many outlets that you guys can look up different things. There's CDL Life. There's Overdrive Magazine that has articles, Landline, all of them. So you guys know you guys can get stuff like that. I live in a zoo. Okay. But anyways, all right, I'm Tiffany. I started driving back in 95. I went to school only because my dad said he didn't want me learning any of his bad habits. Needless to say, the company I went with right after that was Kaplan out of Cleveland, and my dad has been with them for almost 30 years. So going with them, I had to ride with him for a while. So with that being said, I learned his bad habits. So after that, I did that for many years, and then I went to a couple of different companies here and there. Now, I met Greg back in 2004 when I was driving for a local company here. I mean, they do over the road, but it's in Salem. It's a little company. And RK Camp, name just kind of blinked off and I didn't even know what the name was. But I started with them, worked with them for a few years and worked with a couple different other ones. And kind of like, that's how Greg and I got together was back then. And then working with the different companies. And we recently just got married after 17, 18 years. So that was an interesting time too. Now, so like I said, I have been in trucking all my life. My dad's a driver, my uncle, a couple of my uncles were. My dad also works on trucks. He did a lot more of working on trucks, and that's how I started. I would go with my dad when I was a kid and just help him change brakes. That was my job, to do the brakes. Until I got to the snap rings, and I wasn't allowed to do them because he was afraid I'd get hurt putting them on. But I did the brakes. I was okay with that. I didn't have a problem with it. And so I learned a lot of things by working with my dad, whether it be, you know, changing oil, greasing trucks, you know, adjusting clutches, changing brakes, mounting tires. Right now we're in the process of, you know, he's actually rebuilding his motor because it was putting compression in the radiator and it was pumping oil out of the back three cylinders. So the head seems to be good. He had to have new injector wells put in and the valves adjusted and it had to be trued up a little bit. But other than that, it seems to be good. So he's got new cylinders and rods and all that stuff for it. So you'll be seeing videos coming of that because we have been doing videos of what we've been doing and not really what we've been doing. Greg and my dad and my nephew has been doing. I haven't been doing a whole lot besides helping lift the head off of it. So, but I want to hear your guys' stories. Even if you're not calling in, which, like I said, that's fine. I've been flipping back and forth so I can check and see if anybody does call in. This is, like I said, again, this is all kind of new doing this for me here and doing it both on the radio and Facebook Live because I wanted to try doing both to see how it worked on my end compared to how it does with Ed. So, you know, that's the reason we said, you know, give us a call, just chat. We don't care what you want to talk about. You know, I'm not having any certain thing or talking, you know, about one thing or the other. I just want us all to just chit chat. Just get to know each other better. So, anything you guys want to talk about? I know. I'm like a broken record today. But, hey, at least the thing here in Ohio, the weather's been halfway decent the last couple of days. It was 60-something yesterday and almost 70 today. And right now it looks like it's going to rain, which it was supposed to start at 2. Greg and I have gotten a lot of stuff outside done. I got my flower beds all cleaned out and ready for the summer. I have to get some more mulch because I ran out. We got our fire pit relocated and leveled out. We got logs or firewood split for the fire pit. We've got grass cut, except for our big field. We didn't get it done yet because it doesn't look too bad yet. We've chipped brush. We've cleaned up brush and just stuff that we've been putting off because he's working so much, or he was until he took a month and a half off. He came home the end of February and it's still not gone out. He's getting ready to go out. He's going to go out after Easter. So, but that kind of brings me to the next thing. What are you guys all doing for Easter? How do you manage being on the road on a holiday away from your family? Do you have to be out there? Does your company make you? Or are you just out there, you know, because you need that extra money? So chime in, let me know. what your reasoning is for being out there. I know Greg tries being home for every holiday. He has been out for, you know, like Memorial Day or Labor Day or, you know, 4th of July. He usually tries being home for 4th of July because we usually take the boat out on, you know, that time period. So let me know. That's the reason we kind of want to get together with you guys to just chit-chat and just, you know, ask any of those questions that you might have. This cat's going to keep jumping on the desk. Yeah, so she's every video I do, whether it be with, you know, here with Redneck and Eyes or with my other business, because I am a Mary Kay consultant, and I'm kind of putting that a little bit on the back burner right now only for the fact of trying to put together the truck show. So it's given me a little bit of a pause with that. And plus, you know, I would really, really like to go back to school and actually get a degree in something that I can use. You know, granted, I keep myself pretty busy, and sometimes I wonder how I get as much stuff done as I do, and sometimes I don't get near as much stuff done as I should. But it's something that I've thought a lot about and I really want to consider doing, so I'll keep that in my hat for a later date. But so for Easter, for the holidays for us are, you know, that's family. We want family, because your family could be here one minute and gone the next. You know, my father-in-law lived with us and he was out, this was back in 19, no, back in 2020. Yeah. No, 21. See, I can't even remember now. Yeah, it was in 20. See, the older I get, the worse my brain gets. He passed away. He was out helping us throw mulch. Actually, we had my dad's dump trailer and had it completely packed full with mulch, and we were putting it out around the flower beds out front. And he said he was going to take a break. Okay, he did. He went and did that. And later that afternoon, he just said he didn't feel right. And unfortunately, you know, he was taken to the hospital and we lost him a couple of days later. And it was just something that quick. And he was 82. And I tell you what, you could not tell that man he could not do something. So, I mean, it was devastating. And we lost mother-in-law, you know, back in 19. And she'd been ill for many years. And so I think she was actually, once she knew that he had somewhere to go and he wouldn't be by himself, living by himself, it was kind of like, you know, she was at ease with everything then. And then we had my friend Donna that I took care of after her husband or her fiance Rich passed away. He had a heart attack. It's like heart attacks were one right after another. And that was back in 18 when he passed. So we started taking care of Donna back then. Until she was unable to take care of, she lives on her own, until she was unable to take care of herself, and she ended up moving in with us. And the house that I bought was hers at one point. So she was here and she was doing really well, getting around real good and doing well. And next thing you know, she just kind of, you know, had a bad day or a bad time, and we ended up losing her too. So, and now every time, you know, my dad, he's been off for a couple weeks now. So any chance I get, I try getting over there to see him or do stuff. And only for the fact that, you know, you just never know. And he had heart issues at one point too. And, you know, Greg did too. And so you got to cherish those times with family, whether it be, you know, a face-to-face chat like we're doing now. I do that with my grandmother, and she's 86. Try teaching her how to do, you know, face-to-face or, you know, whatever you want to call it. On Android, it's a duo call, you know. So I do it with her usually a couple times a week, and unless I'm super busy, and then I'll just give her a quick call because it's easier for me to do it that way. But it is, you know, nice, the new technology, so you can keep better contact with your family while you're out on the road, because once upon a time there wasn't cell phones. So you had to stop at a payphone and call. So now that they, you know, they come up with a new technology, I mean, granted, it is sometimes not the best for some things, such as, you know, people want to ride down the road with their phone attached up here or a tablet with nothing but a big old screen so they can watch videos or movies while they're driving. Well, talk about distracted driving. So that's kind of, you know, a good and bad thing of it is the fact that you can and can't, you know, or that you can be able to keep in contact with your family. But then it comes right down to the fact that, you know, sometimes those phones can be very distracting. Oh, sorry, it was getting pretty windy out there. I thought I heard a siren. So, yeah, that was a squirrel moment. But I want to take the time now, since, you know, I'm being overrun by cats again, to tell you about our other sponsor, Load to Ride. We actually have a couple of, you know, one of their drivers is, you know, an advocate for them. She kind of takes up that whole portion with them. So it's nice to be able, to have somebody to talk to about the company when we're talking about the company. But Load to Ride, they're out of Denver, Colorado. They do multiple types of logistics, such as they have a drive-in division. They actually are doing drop and hook stuff and stuff like that. So if you are looking for a new place to go work, they have some awesome color trucks. Most of them are all green and black or green and dark blue, like a neon green, not like a light green. So yeah, you guys will be seeing Greg walk in here in a minute because he is pulling in now. He had to go have his truck inspected. So, but yeah, give us a call, 515-602-9731. And I say we go to a break, but why do that? Because right now, we may only do this for another half hour, maybe, guys. Only for the fact that, you know, not getting anybody to, not having any calls right now kind of makes it tough, the way you talk to. My cats don't listen to me. And by the way, when I said I lived in a zoo, I was not lying. We have five little dogs. The heaviest one is 24 pounds. And then we have, brace yourselves when I say this, nine cats. Every one of my cats, so the two that you've seen jump on up here on the desk, are all rescues. From my very first one that is 14 years old to my very youngest, which is almost two. She was a bottle baby. Both the first one and the last one was bottle babies. Let me see. Sorry, y'all. I know. I shouldn't be. I'm distracting myself. I should be paying attention to you and not everybody else. But I wanted to at least get on there that, you know, I wanted to put on our chat that we had, that we were here. So I'm sorry, John, I just seen your message. It is 515-602-9731. What did you guys all think about with that shooting and bombing or smoke bombing up in New York? Our friend Chad, his brother lives up there. And when it happened, he was the first one, you know, he started sending Chad messages about it. I was like, wait a minute. Didn't understand it at first. I'm thinking, what the heck is that? What are they talking about? Because I was in and out because I had a lot of stuff going on when this happened. And then when Chad and I were talking, he's like, oh, yeah, they, you know, smoke bombed. And then he just started shooting. And then hearing everything else about it, it's like, wow. So, okay, looky there. We have a caller. All right, hold on. Let me bring you on. Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good.
I thought so. So how's the truck doing for you?
It's doing great.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Up here in New York, I had to deliver in somewhere up by Wilton, New York.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's good that you're back at it again and back out on your own.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. It always makes it nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get pictures and send them to you.
Yeah, do that, because we're trying to get as many pictures as we can so we can start posting them on our Facebook page of all the different decals and stuff like that. So,
okay.
But yeah, because I have a picture of you all with your shirts and everything, and I have shirts that were ordered for your youngest daughter, and I believe it was for Valerie's friend's son.
Friend, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the new one's, her name's Ariana.
Okay, I knew it was something, you know, different, and I cannot remember what Valerie told me.
Yep.
That's great.
How's
so
the weather out there?
So you guys will get them. It, you know what? Today was beautiful. It was almost 70-some degrees here today, so it was nice, and we got a lot accomplished, and the next thing you know, it was supposed to rain, and then it didn't rain, but it's been
I
windy.
Hear that.
So.
Yeah, it rained a little bit today in Pennsylvania, but it was 70-some degrees.
Yeah. Now, what are you hauling? Are you doing drop and hook, or what are you doing?
No, I had to go up here and wait to get unloaded. It's, I don't even know what flat back there. It's going to a Ace Hardware, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it might be shingles. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I remember those days. We hauled shingles on flatbeds.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah, because there's what they call the shingle shack up or outside of, I think it's Akron.
Yeah.
It's Akron, but yeah.
Prefer. I just want to call and say hello.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's what I said. I was
I haven't had no callers. So.
Well, at least I don't feel like I'm all alone now.
There you go.
I was having a little bit of difficulty getting things up and running because when Ed set up the program for us to do this, he set it up for Central Time because he's in Texas, which is fine,
okay.
But he failed me that he set it up for Central Time. So I'm set up at 7 o'clock. I'm thinking, okay, I'm good to go. Now I'm going to have to remember I got to set it up for 6 o'clock. So, yeah. So it'll be, you know, still 7 o'clock Eastern, but... It'll say 6 for Central, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you know, we'll figure it out, but get the little kinks out of the way, especially this being the first one for, you know, the women of Redneck and I, how we wanted to do this, because we wanted something for that, for, you know, women to be able to call in. Like I said, whether it's, you know, wife, mother, sister, daughter, you know. So we can chat about the different things with how it is for them, you know.
Yeah.
The hubby's being gone, or even, you know, drivers alone.
Yep.
So.
All right. I'll give the number to Val and have her call in sometime.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll be posting a little bit more on our Facebook page and on my personal page to get it out there a little bit more. I was just, you know, I meant to do it earlier today, but, you know, getting outside when it's warm and getting things done with Greg being home, it was perfect time to do it. So. Very well.
That.
This is the maiden voyage of the radio show for us, and whatever works, we'll go from there and see how it looks. So
that truck show sounds like a good idea.
I think so too, and we're really hoping so. You know, so right now it's mostly the planning stages. We've looked over the venue because it's going to be at the fairgrounds in Canfield, Ohio, and these fairgrounds, there's like 380 acres. There's enough parking for, like, I think it was like 250 campers.
Wow.
So we're going to have different buildings and, you know, grounds and everything else. So it's going to be.
Shut up.
Greg just walked in the door and the dogs barked at him.
I hear it.
But it's going to be nice when it comes down to it once we get everything figured out and get it all planned out. So that's the reason we're trying to wait until 2024.
Okay. I'll be there.
Oh, we hope so. You better watch. We might put you to work.
Hey, that's fine with me. anything to help people out.
I know. You and Valerie are just like us.
Yep.
But we will definitely keep everybody updated on all the details of it, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All righty. Have a good night.
All right. You too, John. You be careful out there.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Bye. All righty. So that was nice of John to call in, since he didn't want me to sit here and talk to myself and look at the wall and try figuring out what to say to people. So it was nice of him to give us a shout out and call. And Christina, I am sorry, I just seen your message, and hey to you too. If you're available, give us a call. We're waiting to hear from other people and talk about anything you guys want to talk about. Like I said, we're here to talk. I don't want to say just about women and driving and everything else. It's about anything that goes on in your life. We're here to talk about literally anything. I'm not going to do a script. I'm not going to read you the daily news and tell you what's going on in the country, because like I said, we all see it, whether it be on Facebook, the evening news, Fox News, CNN, whatever you prefer to listening to. We're not going to do that. So, but we're here just to chat about anything you guys want to talk about. I'm watching the weather change outside, watching Greg hang his keys up. And now he's going to split so he doesn't have to be involved. See how he is? He leaves us, doesn't he? So, but yeah, give us a call, 515-602-9731. We are live here on Facebook, and we are live on the radio. We were talking about Easter and the holidays. With Easter coming up in just a couple of days, what are you guys' plans? Us here, my brother-in-law's coming down with his mom. And, you know, unfortunately, the niece and nephew, they won't be here. The nephew has to work. The niece has a lot of stuff to go on with school because she is in nursing school. So she's getting to the point where, you know, she's got basically, I think, 1 year left. So right now she's been pretty busy with that. So unfortunately, she told me, she's like, we won't be there. I was like, hey, understandably, we understand why you won't be there. So there's not a problem with that. If you can't be here, don't worry. Don't stress over it. You know, I told her, I said, I will get with you and come up that way, and we'll go have lunch one day anyways. So, but also my dad might come over, trying to convince him to. Sometimes he'll say, yeah, I'll be over. And other times it's like, yeah, I don't know. Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. So, but my computer keeps telling me something about frame rates. Anybody know what that might mean? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I ain't even worried about it. Because my like, I'll do something and hit it, and next thing you know, it'll kick me off of what we're doing. So we're just going to stay right here, deal with whatever that says, be on with it. So, but yes, give us a call at 515-602-9731. And this is going to bring me into our next sponsor, Trekker Tools and Trekker's Tools app. This app will actually help you. You can get loads off of the app, help you with parking, a little bit of everything. It's a very interactive app. And if you are not sure of how to use it, call them. They'll walk you through it. They'll help you if you need it. They've been a sponsor of ours since 2019, and they are currently still a sponsor of us. And they plan on being a sponsor of us. So they're actually going to be one of our sponsors, hopefully, when it comes to our truck show. I've already approached them with the subject, so we'll see what happens. So, let's see. I'm trying to find something that we can kind of chit-chat about while we're there with me. I want to see if there's anything going on in the country that we haven't talked about. I know we were talking a little bit about the shooting and that in New York in the subway. And now I know they say the subway is like, you know, the corner or the backbone of, you know, New York. It's the only way to get around up there. I couldn't tell you. I've never been in downtown New York. I've been in New York, but never in downtown New York, which I'm good with that. Because the way I understand it, it's not the best place to be anyways. Like I said, a friend of ours, his brother lives up there. So he was real good about calling and letting me know what happened and what he heard about up there. But, you know, the last I knew, they hadn't found the guy yet. I don't know if that's true or not. So if it isn't, please let me know, because, you know, not real sure. Oh, look. I just pulled up CDLLife.com because we actually met with them down at the show, down at Matt's. And and they just had a thing on there about the winter or the spring in the Midwest is one big nope. And it's showing a tornado. The last thing you want to see while getting parked for the night. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be involved in a tornado in a big truck, especially in a parking lot. So, let's see. Oh, here's a good one. Pennsylvania bill would require businesses to grant restroom access to truck drivers. And it says a similar bill was previously introduced in Washington. And what do you guys think about that? Like I said, I didn't want to bring up the basic news and that was going on, but it's that was kind of like, because I live, you know, 4 miles from PA. I think it's a good thing. I think every facility that you go to, that you deliver into, should be able to give you access to a restroom. Because it's crazy. You go to someone that says, you know, employees only or something along those lines. But says Representative Jason Silvis recently introduced House Bill 2465, also known as the Truck Driver Restroom Access Act. The bill would require retail establishments, shippers, receivers, and port terminals to give truck drivers access to their restrooms when delivering or picking up goods during regular business hours. This requirement would be enforced by the Department of Health, which shall issue a written notice upon an initial violation, followed by a $300 fine for subsequent violations. And it goes into, as someone who was a commercial driver's license, CDL, had a CDL, I understand the skill and long hours required as a CDL driver, Silva said. Even before COVID, access to restrooms was a problem for these drivers who cannot easily park at a gas station due to the size of their vehicles. In addition, many times they are forced to wait in their trucks for hours for their turn to unload or to be reloaded. Access to bathroom facilities is a sanitary issue that needs to be addressed. This bill would be referred to the House Transportation Committee. Similar bill was introduced in Washington earlier this year. So it goes on to it. So I'm not going to read all of it to you, but that's a good thing. They need to actually, you know, take care of the drivers, because the drivers is what's getting everything to and from them. So, I am going to read the last little bit of this. This is the bill HB. House Bill 1706 contained a provision requiring retail establishments to provide truck drivers access to restroom facilities or face a possible fine. The bill also contained a provision requiring marine terminal operators to provide dryage truck operators the access to sufficient restroom facilities. The bill was signed into law by a provision requiring restroom access for retail establishments was considered controversial and was removed. Getting access to restroom facilities has been a long-standing problem for truck drivers, but since the beginning of COVID-19 crisis, truckers across the country have struggled even more to find available bathrooms, as many facilities restricted access in any attempt to slow the spread of the virus. Why is it they always want to use that? They were doing that way before COVID. Wasn't anything new. It's not like they were doing it before that, you know, just because of that. It was going on way before that. It was one of those things that they didn't really care, you know. They didn't want some dirty truck driver in their bathroom. don't worry, that truck driver, you know, brought you your food for the, you know, your store. And it's like, really? Why? Why do you have to be so mean to drivers? Okay. Here's another one. Oh, this just gives me chills. Trucker's terrifying close call with a tornado caught on video by a storm chasers. Yikes. I know once Greg was out one time, and this has been quite a few years ago, and where he was at for the night, there was a tornado in the area, and they, you know, he got the winds and all that from it, but it, unfortunately, he did not have any problems with it, so that was a good thing. Okay, here's a funny one for y'all. You're going to like this. Turkey crashes through windshield, striking truck driver's face. And I mean, the hole in this windshield, it's a Freightliner Cascadia, it looks like, and the hole in this windshield, that was a big turkey. Let's see. The truck driver suffered minor injuries on Tuesday when she struck a turkey on an Ohio roadway. Uh-oh. Remember, I live in Ohio. The incident occurred on Gala County, Ohio, around 8:40 a.m. on U.S. Route 35 near milepost 11, about a mile east of State Route 350. According to State Highway Patrol, the truck driver was hauling a load of commercial dog food when she struck a turkey in the roadway. The turkey went through the driver's windshield and struck the driver's face. The truck crashed off the roadway, but no other vehicles were involved. The truck driver suffered minor facial injuries, but was not transported to the hospital. Wow, thank God for that. You know, it could have been a lot worse. It could have knocked her out. She could have hurt many, many people. You know, something along those lines. You know, it's kind of tragic that something like that happens, but it's part of life. It's part of, you know, the whole driving scenario. So we understand how that happens. I mean, you can hit anything on the road and cause a problem. So, but yeah, I'm just kind of scrolling through here and see if there's anything else that catches my eye that, you know. Okay, this is from yesterday at 4:38. You know, Minnesota Interstate closed after high winds blow over 9 trucks. They give you those warnings to get off the road if you're high track, mostly boxes, and they're showing 2 of them here that I'm seeing in the picture, but yeah, that would definitely be a ride. But what really got me was when I first seen this headline here, firefighter dead, officer injured by semi-truck while responding to previous wreck. I didn't read the article, and I probably should have. You know, it's tragic that anybody loses their life when it involves, you know, anything. But it says the firefighter and a police officer were struck by a semi-truck while responding to a previous wreck in Ohio on Monday afternoon. The accident happened on April 11th in West Salem just before 4 p.m. According to the Akron Beaker Journal, troopers and fire crews responded to a single vehicle wreck in the southbound lanes of Interstate 71 and were filling out paperwork when an oncoming semi struck the left rear of the fire engine at the scene, pushing it into the police cruiser and the vehicle involved in the initial wreck. 37-year-old trooper Stephen Hill and Lieutenant Philip Wigel were also struck in the accident. Wigel was killed at the scene, and Hill was transported to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Wow, and it shows a picture of the cruiser, too, and it says a semi-truck driven by 41-year-old, last name Hernandez, then skipped off the roadway and into some nearby trees. Hernandez was transported to a nearby hospital with minor injuries while crews worked to lift the rig out of the wooded area. The crash is still under investigation and no further information regarding situations issued or reasons for the crash have been released. Wow. I'm going to say that cell phone or not on the dash probably had something to do with that. Just my idea. I'm not saying it did. You know, because like we were talking earlier, that kind of, you know, Cell phones and that is a great thing because it keeps you in contact with your friends and family, but it also can be a very, very bad thing too because of the fact, you know, here you go. You're distracted. Something like that happens. Who knows, you know, may never know. We'll have to keep an eye out for this one to see if we see anything else about it just to find out if there is something, if that was what happened. So we'll have to work on that. I'll keep an eye out for it. I'm going to have to keep, you know, let's see. I'm going to like that just so I can see if there's anything else. I don't see, because where this happened at, because, you know, we're about an hour and a half from Akron. And this is in that general area because it was Akron Beacon, so. But I'm going to have to pull it up online and see. And I'll have to bring it to you next week and let you know if they had anything and what happened. See what else. Poof. Ooh. Here's another one. I don't really look at this site that often, but I guess I'm going to have to start looking into it a little bit more, only for the fact I want to, you know, keep up on this so when we are talking, we have a chance to look at over some of these things. Okay. This one was yesterday at 3:01 p.m. when this was posted. Abrupt stop for previous wreck causes load to fatally pierce cab. When I was growing up, my dad had a friend that drove truck and he drove flatbed and he was hauling pipe and a car stopped in front of him. No bulkhead, you know, and for the longest time you weren't required to have a bulkhead. Now this one, you know, here it, again, looks like a freight liner. It's not pretty. He was hauling angle and round stock and tubing. But my dad's friend, he was killed when the accident happened. So, I mean, I knew his son because him and I were real close in age. And my dad used to work on his truck. So that's how I knew a lot of people. But it goes on to, this is, and it's sad when you see that, you know, a fellow driver lost their life over something like this. So the trucker is dead after his load pierced his cab during an abrupt stop in icy conditions early on Tuesday morning. The crash happened in Uinta County, Wyoming, just after 2 a.m. on westbound Interstate 80. According to KPVI News, 47-year-old, I'm not even going to try to say his name, his last name is Castro, crested of a hill on I-80 in icy conditions and then braked to avoid previous crashes. As he braked, his trailer hauling heavy metal piping and I-beams jackknifed, causing the rig to slide off the road. The truck's tires then became lodged in the soft dirt on the side of the road, causing the truck to come to an abrupt stop. The stop caused the heavy load to become dislodged and the metal pierced through the truck cab. Wow. I can only, you know, whew. It goes on to, Castro was killed in the incident and was pronounced dead at scene. Highway Patrol says that the load was secured with only a nylon strap and the investigating equipment and is investigating equipment failure as a contributing factor to the death in the crash. Four other semi-trucks wrecked at the same stretch of road in the icy conditions. Now, this is my thoughts. Why would you say it was, you know, equipment failure when the road was icy? You know, how can you honestly just... Okay. No soapbox, not yelling, not going to get on the rant with that because it's just like, no, you can't, you just can't. You can't blame that on something like that. I can't see where, you know, crested a hill when there was other crashes and he hit the brakes. He slid off the road. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I was hauling structural one time out of Beaver Falls, PA. And I was up on 70, was it 70? 70, anyways, no, not 70, 79. And I was coming across into, I was in PA and I was just coming into West Virginia. I was almost at the West Virginia mark, or maybe I just came across. And part of the structural stuff came off. It broke a strap. Now, mind you, I was not allowed to put chains on it. It was all strapped down. It was a preloaded trailer. Thank God I was in the right-hand lane. And when it came off, it went over the edge of the embankment. So that was like, you know, a blessing and a curse all in the same time, because I've never lost a load before. I was not sighted. So that was like, you know, hooray for me, because I did not get sighted for that. The company, I think they got fined for it, because I had work. I had the paperwork where it said straps only. Me, I would have had chains on it. But it was going out to Indianapolis to a building that was being constructed. I think it's for a parking lot at the airport, honestly. So, I mean, that was one of those things that just kind of happened. And thankfully, I've never had that happen again. And hopefully it never happens ever again. But you just never know. You know, things happen. You just can't control everything that happens in your life. So that leads me to the next question I'm going to ask you guys. Have you ever lost a load like that? Anything like that happened to you that, you know, caused your load to come off? I mean, I've had loads shift and slide. I had one that I thought was going to come off out on 30 out in Dalton, Ohio. And it's a 2-lane road. Well, 4-lane now, I guess. But I had a car cut me off, cut over in front of me. And there was like 4 or 5 of us coming in. And I had a single on, because of course I always did flatbed. But anyways, I had a dogs in their bones or balls. Anyways, had a single on, and Greg was like 2 or 3 trucks ahead of me. Next thing you know, this car whipped over. I seen him come up on my left-hand side and wanted to cut off on a road to my right. And now they have a red light at that light or at that road, but cut over in front of me. And it was like a little Geo Metro. It was just a little car and I lost it. I thought I ran it over. At the same time, I hit the brakes and I heard the snap of the coil, or the, you know, the jerk of it when it slid. Now, my dad always told me that when you put your chains on, you know, always add an extra one just to be on the safe side. Too many never hurts, not enough can kill you. So I got off the road, and that's what I yelled at Greg on the radio and told him. I said, I think I just, you know, at first I thought I ran over a car until I seen it. But he pulled off, and I got up and pulled up behind him, and we looked under the trailer. I didn't lose the coil. But I did put it in the floor, because it came off the racks and slid and just kind of dug down in. The coil racks dug in. It actually snapped tie downs, both chains. So he got up in the trailer and he rechained it enough to get it back to the shop and told them they had to fix it. So they moved it, got it repositioned, and delivered it. A couple of days later, that is. But that was a scary situation. So, but yeah, that's my kind of, you know, things that's happened to me. Now, mind you, I've even wrecked a truck. But again, that was not my fault. I didn't think I'd ever go back to driving after that. But I did. So that's good. So, but let's see. What can we talk about now? All right. So, I'm not even getting into the wrecking of the truck thing. No. I have pictures. We'll talk about that next week or something. That way I'll have my pictures dug and I can show you some of them. Okay. Let's see what else we can find to talk about. We have the guard cat here. Y'all can see her. She always has to be on the desk. Right, Ghost Kitty? You say hi? All right. So, let's see. Well, I think we're getting down. Done this for about an hour. And it's been kind of one of those things where there hasn't been much interaction. I knew it was kind of a slow start to it because of the fact the time instance that didn't know is so screwy backwards, where I thought it was one way and it was actually completely different. So, but I want to, again, thank our sponsors. We have DPF Regeneration at WeBakeEm.com. Give Miss Hattie a call and she can take care of all your DPF filter issues. That's at 800-634-3010. And she actually is a woman-owned and family-run business. She, I believe the last time I spoke with her, I think she's been in business since the early 80s, but I don't quote me on that one because I'm not real sure, because I can't remember for sure. So, let's see. We also have, let's see what else we can talk about here. We'll get into about 8:30 because it's just one of those. That's clear. That's from April 11th. Oh, drivers crossing into Texas experience a 10 to 20 hours wait times almost immediately following the announcement. The announcement they're talking about is the Far Bridge to Mexico goes unopened Monday as truckers protest new increased inspections. Shoo. Let's see what that's all about. Okay. Okay, the Far International Bridge did not open to traffic on Monday as truckers blocked access in protest of new cross-border inspection rules. Drivers in Mexico blocked access to the bridge from Reynoso, Mexico into Texas on Monday, April 11th, prompting officers to close the southbound lanes from Texas into Reynoso. I know I'm not saying that correct. Although the bridge typically opens at 6 a.m. on Mondays, the protests forced traffic to come to a halt and the bridge was not opened at all. Everything Ludbach reports that the drivers blocking the bridge are protesting Texas Governor Greg Abbott's announcement late last night, notifying drivers that all commercial traffic entering Texas from Mexico will now be subject to an enhanced safety inspections of vehicles as they cross points of entry into Texas. I've seen some of the trucks come out of Mexico into Texas down there around Laredo and Brownsville. It's crazy. You know, there is no excuse. They should not. Yeah, I can see why he would do that. Why Governor Abbott would say, no, we need to have better, you know, inspections on those trucks because they're pretty ragged looking. Okay, the new inspection will be conducted in addition to the typical federal inspection at the port of entry. Increased wait times between 10 to 20 hours have already been felt by truckers entering the country, a fact which Governor Abbott admitted would be a result of the new inspection during the new conference. Now I know in advance this is going to dramatically slow traffic from Mexico into Texas, he said at the conference. Abbott says that the new inspections are in response to the Biden administration's plans to revoke Title 42 rules at the end of May. Title 42 allowed U.S. officials to send Mexican citizens seeking asylum back to Mexico in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Abbott says that with the rule revoked, approximately 18,000 undocumented immigrants will begin attempts to cross the border into the U.S. each day. A zero-tolerance policy for unsafe vehicles for smuggling migrants across the border is being implemented immediately. Cartels use vehicles, many of them dangerous commercial trucks, to smuggle immigrants, deadly fentanyl, and other illegal cargo into Texas and onto roadways, Abbott said. Go Governor Abbott. I tell you what, I think if all of our governors in every state stood up for their state, phew, this country would be right back to where it's supposed to be. Back in a good rolling system and not, you know, like it is. It's been kind of crazy the way things have been going with it all. So, you know, so what are your guys' thoughts on that? On Governor Abbott, you know, putting a halt to it and making them do better and be better. So, okay, number to call in is 515-602-9731. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're doing out there tonight. I know, you know, for most of you, it's, you know, 8 o'clock at night. Could be 7 o'clock. Could be later or earlier, I mean. I'm on the East Coast because, like I said, I'm in Ohio. So that kind of threw a wrench in my, you know, logging on because my time frame was all kind of crazy. So, but like I said, I'm going to go till probably about 8:30. We haven't had a lot of interaction. I know it's trying to get this up and running. I knew it was going to be like this today, trying to get things flowing. But like I said earlier, this is new for all of us doing a Women of Redneck and Eyes is what, you know, what we're calling it. Because it's not just about women drivers. It's about, you know, it's a lot of different things when it comes to trucking. You know, you could be a dispatcher that has to deal with the men, you know, because some of them can be a little bit outspoken, a little more pushy. So let me know what you think. You know, if you don't want to call in, that's fine. Send us a message on Facebook. You know, right now, like I said, I don't do YouTube, so unfortunately we won't have anything on YouTube. But I will have it set up for Facebook every Wednesday, and we're going to be doing every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And it's going to be about a lot of us women drivers or wives of drivers or mothers or sisters or daughters. Give us a call. Okay, we got a caller. And I believe, don't quote me, but I believe this might be Miss Holly.
You got it.
Holly.
I'm good. I'm out here trying to push all these crazy people off the road.
Hey, now. I bet. Where you at?
It's been a week. Tennessee, trying to find somewhere to park.
Oh. That's always fun this time of night.
It's never fun this time of night.
Yeah.
I'm not a big truck stop person, but the rest areas out here are very limited. So, yeah. And my time is ticking away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
I've been kind of talking to myself all night. But it's all good.
I was listening. I was listening for a while, but I didn't have a really good connection. So
oh, gotcha.
Until I got up over the mountains. I
right.
was like, well, I'll just have to wait because I... So I'm here. I'm here.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're here.
So now that you've crashed your trucks, how does people, how are, you know, I see a lot of crazy, crazy posts about how some of the women out here are decorating their trucks.
Ugh. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. Some of them are just over the top. But I guess I don't truck like that anymore. I'm not out here for months at a time, but
no.
I don't know.
And that's a lot of it. When I was driving, it was what I needed because I was home every week at the time. So, which made it nice because leave out on Sunday, back by Friday. So.
Right.
And sometimes between during the week was back and forth.
I have my comforts, but like I said, some of these are over the top. They're using that sticky paper, like the drawer liner stuff, and putting it all over. And I'm thinking, man, if you have to get out of that truck, how long is it going to take you?
Yeah, because when they get done with, especially in a company driver, you're going to have to make it back the way it was. Yeah, that's a little
right.
bit, no. I think my dad would probably have shot me if I did something like that to one of the trucks I drove of his. Yeah.
I mean, I have my carpets and my TV and all that, but, they're nothing to pull up. They just protect the floor.
Right. You know, and plus in the process of protecting the floor, they're also protecting your feet from, easy cleanup.
Right.
Which is
exactly.
nice. I mean,
yeah, Greg, I pull that carpet and wash it and bring it back.
Yeah. Greg has rugs in his and, if he spills some, he pulls it up and brings it home and, I wash it. So it does make it a lot nicer. But, you get some that do some crazy stuff in the trucks. I've seen
whole kitchens, like sinks and, I'm good.
Yeah. And how?
I think even.
Unless you have a big bunk truck, how in the heck are you going to put that much stuff in a truck?
I drive a truck with no top bunk. I have two airplane cabinets on both sides above my bed, and that's it.
Right.
I went from massive storage in a Cascadia to from sleeping up top and having the table on the bottom and all that to what I have now. And
right.
I carry a lot of stuff, but the walls close in after. And I'm only out a week at a time. I don't
right.
have a 34 on the road. Uh-uh. But, some of it I think is anxiety, but, need my stuff. And slowly, though, I've take stuff home more and more every week. Like, I didn't touch that so I can take it out. I didn't touch that so I can take it out. And the minute I take it out, I'm going to need it. But so far, it's been good. Slowly getting it under control. I'm still trying to clean my truck out from the show. Who are you fooling?
Oh, I know, right?
That's
crazy. I'm still working on stuff here from the show, too, so, yeah. Seems like
I don't have a lot of time when I'm home,
Right.
It's in a bag, sitting in the room. I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
Took out what I needed and...
That's kind of like around here.
There. Right?
Oh, yeah. It'll be there when
you
get
to it. So
where
are all of our women? Where's all of our women?
I don't know. You're the first one. Which is okay. Because,
I'll come around.
I knew this was going to be, hard getting up and running at first. And plus, I've been, we've been out working in the yard and everything else because the weather's been perfect for it. We were out splitting wood the other day, with my dad's log splitter. And it was raining and snowing, kind of a mixed bag of tricks that day. So we finally got that all done. But then it was, we ended up, yesterday cleaned up what was the remaining of the stuff that was laying around out there, the bark and all that type of stuff, and got it put away, so.
Oh. Jessica just sent a message and said she's on here. Cue her in.
I don't know which one she is. Jessica, push one. That's all you got to do, push one.
She just said it. She's like, I'm on here. I'm late.
That's all right. Because I was thinking,
what are the last four numbers of your phone number?
There she is. She must have pushed one. She's put her hand up. Is that you, Jessica?
Oh, do you have video?
No, I can.
You don't
I can
have
actually,
video going.
No, what it is on the dashboard for it, if you push one, a little hand comes up behind beside your name or your number. So.
Okay, because I was looking for video and you don't have it.
No, but I might be able to. That's what Ed and I were talking about doing for the Zoom in order to broadcast a Zoom thing on Facebook and all that too, which we can. And we might be able to do that, but it would require, you know.
I wonder if you could go through Messenger, video chat on Messenger.
You know what? I'm going to have to look at that.
Facebook.
We'd probably do that too, yeah.
You could probably do Messenger before, because Messenger is a part of Facebook. Zoom is not, mm-hmm. So they would probably, you'd probably do better through Messenger.
Yeah.
To do that.
Somebody's
typing something, but I don't know what they're typing.
Zoom will actually let you broadcast on Facebook also.
Oh, will they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need
so
to figure that out so we can all see each other.
Yeah. I've just been kind of, you know, pulling up things to talk about and read about online, just ones that caught my attention. And so.
Kelly, shit, didn't realize that was tonight. She's not going to make it.
Yeah.
Tired, hungry, and nasty. She's always running. Where's Jessica?
Yeah. Jessica, are you on here? Well, I think that's her. I don't know. Well, it popped up and somebody put their hand up and I queued them in, but...
Maybe she's muted. I hear something.
Yes, I was muted.
There she is.
I've been sitting here saying things like, you guys don't want to see me. No, I don't want that. I actually had just gotten done doing work, and so I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot what time it was. And so then just sat there and tuned in so that I could listen to y'all.
Well,
much appreciated.
Yes. Because I know for the last, since we can't, because when Ed set up the radio station, he did set it up under Central Time. So here I'm thinking 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's what I set the show up for. Well, no, that would actually have been 8 Eastern. Well, so... It's going to say when I do it next time, it'll still be, you know, it's going to be for 7, but it's going to say on the, you know, when I put it on the link on the Facebook page, and that it's going to say 6. But, so. But, yeah. So, we've just been chatting.
So, are y'all on the She Trucks, not She Trucks, She Drives Trucks email list at all?
No. Never even heard of it.
Okay, well then I'll
She
Trucking
or
email.
She Drives?
No, she drives trucks. So I mean it's like a, I don't know, it was like a mail thing that I get every once in a while, and I know that I shared it this today with Chris because it had some stuff on there. And so I can always pull it up, perhaps, maybe. Okay. And so some of the things that's on there is that Walmart announced a huge hike in pay. Let's see. Bipartisan
a huge cut?
Dollar tax credit. The U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger and Mike Gallagher recently introduced a bipartisan bill that would create a refundable income tax credit for qualified commercial truck drivers.
Nice.
So that would be some, I mean, that's something really good. No, it's, I guess it links, I'm trying to see, I will forward it to you, Tiffany, but
okay.
it's a newsletter that more has to do with with like women's issues in trucking. I mean, and then they'll kind of link out other things. Sometimes that they'll add, they'll have, you know, specific women specific issues instead of anything else. So, I'll definitely send it to you, and you can get on their mailing list. And I guess since we've been off the road, I did not know that like Love's took over a lot of Speedco locations, and apparently they're adding 7 more.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that's in here, and then something that we learned. at the Tennessee game is that actually that Pilot sold off the convenience stores in the Tennessee and Kentucky area to Casey's.
Wow.
Well, Warren Buffett and his group bought out some of the Pilots, and they've become 1-9s. They've renamed them to 1-9. In the Tennessee, Georgia, and I think maybe far eastern Texas there might be one or two of, but that 75 corridor, there's 3 or 4 of them along there, and that's the Warren Buffett group that bought so many, a percentage of them. So Flying J and Pilot, I believe, are no longer joined together. I could be wrong. Like when all the four big merged together, Pilot and Flying J went together, and Petro and TA went together. I think that Pilot and Flying J have split, and that's where Pilot sold off some of those to the Warren Buffett group, and they've changed the name to 1-9 because everybody kept calling me, be like, what is this 1-9? What's this new truck stop? That's what it is. So there's some moving and shaking going on.
Yeah. Greg just said something about, I don't even know what he said. He was talking about a... some of them in Missouri and Illinois. Those 1-9s also.
Are they up there too? Yeah, I don't get up there that much.
Yeah.
That's not my lane there, buddy.
Right. He's sitting up there in the kitchen, and I'm down in the office and hollering stuff from upstairs.
I hear him. I hear him rattling back there. Tell him to put his skirt on and get on the phone.
Seriously.
Well, you know. Like I said, it doesn't have to be just women on here. It can be anybody that calls in. John earlier called in. John Crawford, he called in earlier. He says, you know, there was nobody calling in for me, and I was kind of getting a little discouraged. And I was like,
I was having
what?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. I was at one of those points where I was thinking, okay, well, you know what? Because it was like literally talking to myself, and I was like, that's all right. I'll keep going. I was doing good. I was talking. I was, you know, kind of eating my gums, as Craig would say. And John called in to talk with me. Speaking of beating gums, he just walked downstairs. Oh, he went all the way to the basement. See, he still doesn't want to have anything to do with us.
Typical man. And I don't remember if it's Oregon or Washington has mandated that all shippers and receivers have a restroom for
Washington
drivers who are delivering delivering and picking up freight. They have to be, it's now law that they have to be allowed to use the restrooms.
Yeah, and I read a thing on CDL Life earlier that PA has introduced the same type of house bill.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Yep.
Yeah. And it was Washington. They said it was similar to the one in Washington. So
right. I knew it was one of the two up there.
Oh, and John just sent us pictures of his decals that he took on his truck, that he put on his truck. Thanks, John. It was nice to see that you got them on there. They look good. I'll post them to the Facebook page so everybody can see them, too. I got to post everybody else's, like yours, too. Holly, I got to get – And I didn't get anything from James. He was supposed to send me some. I think he must have forgot because I forgot to take pictures of his.
James from LTR?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to get on him. I don't know where he's at.
You know.
He was home.
It's not that big of a deal. I just want so I can post them all because I'm going to start posting them on the Facebook page of everybody who posted or has got.
And if he doesn't send them to you, I'll be there tomorrow night. I'll take a picture of it if his truck's in the yard and send it to you.
Hey, that works.
Exactly.
I even got some on the back of my pickup, and I'm going to post them too because I put some of the pink ones, the tropical pink, in the 8x8
there
section.
There you go.
8x8 because they're smaller.
Yeah,
ones.
But since the toy had to be a truck.
I know, right? I'm still liking it.
Yeah.
So I told Greg, he says, no, he says, of all times for that, whatever it was, the thermostat to screw up on the Dodge. And I was like, yeah, but you know what? If it didn't screw up, I would not have bragging rights. He's like, I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think you heard, Jessica, when coming back from the truck show with our big trailer, the thermostat in our Dodge started overheating. So we got just north of Cincinnati, and it was getting pretty bad, so Greg and I were on the phone, and I told him, I said, we were talking about it, and I was like, well, he says, if it gets any worse, we'll just have to park the trailer somewhere and see if the truck can go with, you know, how it does without pulling the trailer, and we'll come back down and get the trailer with your dad's truck, because my dad's got a one-ton Chevy. I was like, wait a minute, my truck can pull it, because I can pull 10,000 pounds with my truck, and he's like, well, I don't know, I never thought of that.
10,9, isn't it, babe? How much can the Tundra pull? 10,9?
I think mine said 10,6. So, but
yeah,
I actually...
Chris said somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. I actually, we pulled in, and I'll have to post the picture to the Facebook page because it's just, like, too cute. But we actually hooked the trailer up. Because it takes a 2 5/8 ball. I only have a 2-inch ball on mine. So Greg's hitch is a drop hitch. It's like a 3.5-inch drop or so. So, and then you hook the trailer to the back of it. And the trailer was loaded for the Dodge so it would ride easier on the Dodge. So there was a lot of weight to the back. So I didn't have much steering at first because it was kind of like one of those iffy things. But we hooked to it and we made it all the way home. And I had bragging rights by the time we got home that my truck made it all the way. I feel good about that.
See, we have one of those that, like, you turn it, like, it's got different, so that way that then if we had to pull something else, you know, we can just, like, turn the little thing.
Turn the ball.
And it
goes, right.
Yeah, and it goes to different sizes.
That's
got to
be cool.
I mean, yeah, that's what we have. We have one like that, but if it wasn't such a drop hitch on his, such a drop, it probably wouldn't have been so bad, but it made it look worse because there was such a drop on it. So, but it's all good.
She was riding wheelies
coming home.
Yeah.
That's
true. When we stopped again.
She can't steer. Don't ask her to turn, but she can get it down the road.
Yep. I mean, it wasn't too awful bad, but you could tell the difference in the steering. It was a little bit kind of, you know, wobbly at first. And every time when a truck went by me, because I was running between 60 and 65. I'd get up 65 and I'd be doing good. And then a big truck would go by and it kind of, you know, a little bit of the tailwind kind of got the steering screwy. And I had to kick out of the cruise because, you know, didn't want to go flying across the state. But so it wasn't too awful bad at first. And then the further we got up the road, we got outside of Columbus, on the east side of Columbus, and we stopped at a rest area up there. And Greg and Ed got in there and kind of moved stuff around a little bit, and it took a little bit of put a little bit more weight up on the
weight
steering.
Off.
Yeah. So it actually was a lot better then. So... But he says, well, it wasn't loaded for you to pull it. And I was like, well, duh. I
exactly.
know that one. But that's okay. We figured it out. We got it home. That's all we needed to do. So.
Girl power.
I know, right? I says, yeah, I says, the little girl made it home. That's why, and that's why I told Ed, I was like, so what do you think about my toy now? And he's like, well, it proved itself. And I got 13 miles to the gallon pulling that trailer.
You got what?
13 pulling that trailer home.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Especially on a gas engine. I told Greg, I says, now
that's
I says,
pretty good.
He put the, he bought a bully dog down there at the show. He put it in his truck, and by the time we got everything set, he's still playing with it, trying to get it all set just right. And he took it, we took it down to West Virginia, down to his aunt's funeral. And by the time we got home after almost 500 miles, and it was 27, I think is what the fuel mileage was on it. I mean, great.
On the Dodge.
Yeah, and it's a diesel.
Wow.
So, you know. That's still good. Usually, you know, he's still getting right around 21, 22 here around town driving it. Because usually when he's gone, the truck never moves. So.
Right.
Since he's been home, it moves a lot more. So. But, yeah. But I'm kind of, and that's what I told him. I says, I want a bully dog for my truck now. He's like, why? I was like, why?
Just because.
Yeah, I
the
might
same
get
reason.
The suit.
Just because. That's the only reason he put it on there. Just because.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't
right?
go anywhere.
No. The furthest we've had that so far is down to Louisville and back.
Right.
Yeah, like he says, he works that truck. Hey, my truck worked itself too. I don't know.
That's okay. I just babied it. Like some 80-year-old woman was driving it.
Uh-huh.
Truck didn't know how to act.
I know, right? That's what, every time I drive,
like you're not chomping on me?
Yeah. Right. You're not putting the boots in me to make me go?
Right? No, we'll just ease you down the road. We're in no rush.
Yeah. Well, that's like
no
if
rush.
I ever use it. I don't use his truck that often because, you know. It's got
why? You have your own.
Exactly. You know, so I'm good with mine, and I got the car, and it's like the car today, I used it today to go downtown or go over into town, and it's like, what? You're driving me? Because I never drive the car.
Right.
The car gets better fuel mileage than the truck does, and I never drive the car. I like my truck. But I have to drive the car a little bit more. I noticed today that the brakes were dragging a little bit, and only because of it being rusty. So, thinking,
just
yep.
Sitting.
Yeah. It doesn't get...
Then you have to take battery going.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of new battery in it because the battery died a couple years ago. Well, about 2 years ago now. And Dingledorf upstairs, he put the new battery back in it. Well, he wasn't looking when he set it down in or he hooked it up backwards. He fried the computer in the car. So we had to have it towed to Toyota to fix the computer. Oh, sorry. It wasn't the computer. It was a fuse box. He just corrected me.
Doesn't make any difference. It was expensive.
You're right. That's what he said. He said, it doesn't make any difference. It was expensive. But, yeah. But it's those things that happen, the little things that you just never expect. And that's when he came down the house. I was like, he says, this still won't start. I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm like, what do you mean? You had to put the battery in. That's all it needed. Yeah, well, that isn't what all it needed in the end. So what else have you ladies been up to?
Driving.
Texas. Texas.
I was
going to
say,
the next more Texas.
Texas. Yeah. Well, that's how it usually is about this time of the year, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I mean, yeah, they're due Monday, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Joy. I'm already in knee-deep with the IRS. What's another day? What the hell?
Yeah. It's a shame you don't know anybody who can help with those situations.
Mm. You want that Sunday night mad call? Oh, it's bad. It's bad. Oh, let's see if there's parking here. Ooh.
Oh, that's right. You're still trying to find a parking spot somewhere, huh?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's got a bobtail in it. What are you talking about?
I don't bobtail.
I know, but, you know, that one open spot out of all the truck stops, you find that one spot.
Yeah.
Like, you pull up and it's a bobtail. It's like, seriously?
Well, see, if this guy would have pulled up, I could have pulled in there, but no. They got to park 18 miles apart from each other. Oh, I can get in here. Why is there a car in here? Oh, cool.
There won't
I
be
can
a
get
car
up here
even. Back up and pushing it.
Like, look, people, this is, says trucks only.
Yeah.
I want
usually how it works.
Side, which side would I rather have them hit?
Neither.
I don't
want to
park in the mud. Yeah, right? I don't want to park in the mud, though. There's so many open spots, I don't know what to do with myself. Let's not hit the flatbed. Oh, jeez. Oh, let's see.
So we're planning on next week also for the radio show. So like I said, it's going to be every Wednesday. So we'll have to think of something to talk about. Come up with topics. Not that I,
well,
know.
If you get on there and subscribe to that, they send one every week. And other than that, I won't be able to think of anything until after Monday. Yeah.
Well, that's right. You didn't say you, yeah. Nothing until after Monday.
Exactly. Not happening.
She's taxed out until Monday.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't blame you there. That has to be very stressful. Especially this time of, you know.
I'm good at it, but then, like, it's just this last-minute push, and I've actually got two clients that I still need to do. One is a trucker, and one lives up there by UTIF. Mindy?
How?
Mindy Valley, do you know her?
No, I can't say that I do.
Okay. I was just going to say, she's up there with you, by you. So, but that's, I mean, that's the two I've got still left to do.
Make my life a whole lot easier.
Which was boxes of receipts. So, yay. That's my favorite kind of client.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you tell?
Yeah. See, usually, like, when I send everything, because our tax lady, you know, I send her not even the receipts. I tally them all up. I don't have to send her the receipts. The first time I met with her, I had to send her all the receipts. And she's like, because I do everything in the expandable file folders month per month, and then I add them up at the end of every month. So,
yep.
At least I tell you, usually every couple months. So then I send everything, you know, at the end of every month, I have everything in a notebook. I just email her all the details and, you know, send her whatever paperwork that she needs, and she's good with that. So.
Yeah, I mean, we used to get, we had this one lady at the tax office that she actually decoupaged a shoebox. And she, so that way that then, you know, all of her receipts, she said, at least then it's pretty to go through my receipts. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you have too much time in your hand for something like that.
Yeah,
no.
Really.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
But then she would also feed us. So, you know. I guess that's the one bad thing about doing, like, everything remotely now is, like, is then you don't get people who come in and like, here's a cake I baked for you, so that way that you're nice and sweet for doing my taxes.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But we just had Terrence Matthews, or Jake Break, just say hello, family. So hello to you, too, Jake Break, or Terrence. We missed seeing you at the truck show this year.
Yep.
Yeah, he just posted on our Facebook video, so, which was nice.
Ooh.
So.
Guess I'm over far enough.
So now, when I first got in and I was listening to you, you know, y'all were talking about all the different things that in a truck. When Chris and I were, when we were in the central truck, 2010 386, we still had, I mean, we had dishes and stuff in there, but that's because we were running anywhere between 6,000 and 8,000 miles a week. So, I mean, like, we had to, you know, we had to have all that stuff because we had
right.
to, I mean.
I spend no
money.
Because
there was no
the
time.
Road. I make every meal out of my truck. I don't buy any food on the road at all. I spend no money. I make everything in my truck.
Yeah, so, I mean, we had to... We
I don't
had,
eat
like,
restaurants.
I don't blame you.
I was going to say,
we
bought
coffee.
In them anymore.
That's no, there true. Are no restaurants. They're all fast food.
Yeah.
I don't eat fast food, so... No, I cook in my truck all the time.
Now,
oh, yeah, I have all that extra stuff, too.
Yeah, when we were riding together and both driving, I would actually, I had like a little George Foreman grill, had a small crock pot, you know, so I would do everything in the truck. You know, I couldn't say everything, but, you know, majority of everything we did in the truck. I mean, we would go maybe once or twice, maybe a couple times a week and actually eat out just to get out of the truck. But I
right.
did most everything, you know, throw stuff in the crock pot and strap it down to the table, and by the time we got done for the day, it was done. So.
Right. I do a lot of pre-cooking before I leave my house and then put everything together as I need it in the truck, just because it's creative packing 101.
Right.
Like, if you don't use the right size containers, I know exactly what containers fit in the refrigerator, how many I can fit in there, like... There's weeks where my cooler doesn't shut for a couple of days because I have a big cooler, too, because I make my own sweet tea and bring that with me because I can't drive without my sweet tea. That's like coffee. I've never had coffee in my life, but I can kill some sweet tea.
Now, Tiff, when you did your taxes, did you write off any per diem when you were with Greg on the road?
I don't remember. I just gave everything to her, and I'm believing she did do per diem with everything back then.
Well, I know. Well, I mean, even like now, if you go out on the road with him,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not driving, you get to claim basically half of the per diem per day because you are because you're like helping him load, helping him unload, even if you just help him back in, like anything
really?
That you help him do.
Huh.
Yeah.
I
now,
remember.
A lot of people don't know that, and so they're not going to necessarily do it, but that's one of those things, like for, you know, from being in the industry, then you kind of know those little ins and outs.
Yeah, they took my per diem away as a company
yeah.
driver.
Yeah, I was
right.
going to say you're a W-2, so that's why, yeah. Yeah, no, that TCJA, you know, it had its good points, but then there were so many things that just kind of, you know, took it away. The 2160 was part of what was not real good with it. You know, a lot of employers were actually, when that happened, they decided to start paying, you know, like including the per diem as a portion of the pay because the company can still write it off. It's just that you couldn't. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that may be something that, you know, that, of course, now who knows, they may change everything and then we'll go from there.
Right.
But never know.
Yes, you learned something new today. And that's what this is going to be all about, is so we can all share different things that we know, just like with you, Holly, with cooking on the truck or preparing prior, stuff like that. We'll have to do stuff more, you know, along those lines. And, Jessica, I know you and I talked the other day about, you know, you and Chris doing your own radio thing with your taxes and then with Chris with his, you know, logistics coordination.
Logistics, yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, don't call him a dispatcher.
No, I
that's an evil word.
Right? So, you know, I want to be able to, because both of you guys have been, you know, with Redneck and I's for quite some time. So I want to make sure we start utilizing and bringing more people on and doing stuff like this every week or every 2 weeks, whatever you guys want to do. So, but, you know, Ed does his Sunday nights. So that'd be a great time for Chris to call in Sunday evening when just to chit-chat with the rest of the guys, because that's when 90% of them call in. And I'm not going to say that our Wednesday nights have to be just about the women of the industry, but, you know, I don't want to be, you know, prejudiced to the guys that they do want to call in. Exactly.
If they call, they call.
Right. You know, because just like earlier – like I said, John Crawford called in. No, we won't. He called in earlier because I honestly think he felt bad for me because I literally was sitting here looking at my own face on the computer screen talking to myself, and that's exactly what I was doing. So, but it was like, and I was thinking, well, if I don't get anybody here calling in, then I'm just going to have to close it down because it was kind of crazy for me to sit there and talk for, you know, 2 hours to myself. So that's the reason I kind of figure, you know, if I can get more women to call in, I'm going to reach out to some of my, you know, other people that I know that drive, you know, and get them to call in on Wednesdays and give their aspect because just like Cheryl.
If we can figure out how to get video up, you know, then you can show some of the ways that you cook. I mean, I'd have to pull my truck up, but, you know, then we can. We can have the video aspect of it. Oh, this place is trashed when I'm driving. There's no question about it. But because I'm not stopping so I can get up and put it in the trash can. No.
Yeah.
It's going on the floor until I stop. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, we're not crazy. We just have a good hustle. That's all.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not.
You gotta get it done.
You know, that's it. I'm not stopping for stupid stuff.
Yeah.
There's nobody else in here. It's not going to hurt anybody on the floor.
Right.
I'll get to it.
That's kind of how what I'm thinking with us doing this on Wednesdays, you know. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about stuff like that. And you can show videos.
Right.
Because I think even if I can't get it to where we can do a Zoom room or Facebook room, which – I think we can do that and still broadcast it live. I'll have to play on here and find out if we can, because if we can do a room like that, then you can actually show, and then everybody would see on our Facebook Live would be able to see the other women of Redneck and I's. So.
Right. Well, then that way you can share more of what you're doing if you're trying to help, you know, somebody organize their truck or how do you save space in your truck? How are you cooking? Whichever, you know, whichever topic we want to go to, you can then show. Because I'd love some organization tips other than the ones I have. But, you know, I'm always up for a new strategy.
Yeah, because
this crazy
we know
container, container, container. But then you want to know what stinks? is every time you get a new truck, you have to get new containers because the old one never freaking
where
fits.
Are you going to put the containers, though? That's the problem. I don't have the storage. I don't have a top bunk. I don't have, like, I have a container at the foot of my bed because I'm not that tall. But, you know, it ends up being a catch-all.
Under the bed? Under the bunk?
Under the bunk, I have a very limited space, but that's where I keep I have a box, one of those collapsible box bags, you know, like the reusable bags. I have that. That has all my skillet, my dishes, that kind of stuff in that. That all of my skillet stuff is in that container, and that's under the bed. That's all I have room for under the bunk.
We always had little containers, like, in the, you know, in the, like, the overhead storage that was, you know, like, you know, in the cab. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, there. I know. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Just tell Mark.
I don't like the storage in this truck at all. International has no. There had to be a man that designed it because there is no. There's so much wasted space in here. It's ridiculous. Like, if you'd knock out this wall, you could get another cubby. And if you put a hole over here, you could get another cubby. It's seriously wasted space in this truck. But, I mean, I don't do too bad.
Well, just tell Mark that you want to add cabinets to it.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have
right.
to mount them to the wall.
I'm holding out for my new truck. I think I'll be in this one for some time. I don't get a new truck like I used to.
Well,
we just can't get trucks. I mean, we have them ordered.
Yeah, I was going to say, just can't get them in. Well,
yeah, we have trucks ordered. We just can't get them.
Well, my dad called to get parts for his motor. They told him that it would be the end of the month before he could get anything. Or get, like, the pistons and stuff that he needed and the liners. And then, you know, next thing you know, he gets an email saying that they've been shipped. So.
Right.
But. All right, ladies. This brings us to basically the end of our show. So.
Until we meet again.
I know. Right?
Keep it on the upside.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Yeah. Yep. Stay safe, y'all.
And
I will try to not pull my hair out.
Yeah.
Yes, could you not be bald when we see you next week?
Please, hopefully. Right.
But we will definitely be back here next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to get the whole glitch with the programming on my end done so I know what to do. And hopefully next week we'll get some more callers coming in. It was great talking to you guys. And Holly, you be safe out there. And Jessica, definitely don't pull your hair out. Go have a glass of wine. Just relax.
It's right here.
There you go.
You can do this all again next year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
It's almost over.
I just want to thank all sponsors, Trucker Tools, LTR Transportation, and DPF Regeneration for being proud sponsors of Recognize for the past few years. And next week, we'll be back again talking about whatever we decide to talk about. So, but keep a lookout because we're going to try to be live with all of us on here so you can see all of our smiling faces, and we'll try not to make faces at each other or make eye-rolling gestures at any comments or questions. Greg says he's out.
Uh-oh.
You're asking too much.
I know, right?
I can't make any guarantees there.
I know, me neither. I try to refrain from doing anything like that, but, you know, it never quite works.
It's hard.
So.
All right, ladies. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk soon. And you've been listening
to
good. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.